Hi, what's up, guys? So, my name is Rohit, and it's time for another Sports Kira Chili Quiz. And this time, we have defending champion Sankalp Srivastav here, who last time won the United versus Arsenal Chili Quiz. It's been a mad week of football with a lot of Champions League games and also Europa League coming up today, as well as an awesome London derby, where Tottenham play the third consecutive London derby in 3 weeks, which is coming on this Saturday. So, it has been a lot happening in the last 3 days. So, as a United fan, how do you feel ahead of today's game, Sankalp?
I think we just need to like eke out a win somehow so that we can finish as like maybe first, preferably first on the table, not behind Fenerbahce or Feyenoord. So yeah, I think we'll eke out a win somehow, 1-0 or 2-0, something.
Let's hope that happens, because last time around, you know what happened. You went to Feyenoord and you guys lost 1-0.
Yeah.
And your last Europa League game also was a loss to Fenerbahce. So, Sankalp's a diehard United fan, and you guys probably already know from last time's Chili Quiz. We also have an Arsenal fan this time. It's Sunny Sagar. We had a disappointing result yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, it was actually kind of awful. I was very close to switching off the TV after Cavani scored the goal. But then we persevered. But then Iwobi's late own goal at the end just kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, Arsenal have been like they've been dragging out a lot of results recently. They've been showing that mentality. They've not been losing the games they would normally lose in the last few seasons, but they haven't been getting over the line as they should be. So it's been mixed result. So anyway, this week's Chili Quiz is basically on everything that's happened this week and everything that's going to happen this week, including the London derby between Chelsea and Tottenham, and also the United game that's taking place today. Our podcast will be available on Audioboom, which is one of the biggest online podcast sites, as well as iTunes. So you guys should definitely go check that out once this video is over. So without further ado, shall we start the Chili Quiz? You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, so the defending champion Sankalp is going to start us off because he's a defending champion. So here's your first question, Sankalp. So recently, Borussia Dortmund defeated Legia Warsaw 8-4. That was a huge goal and it broke the record for the most number of goals scored in a single UEFA Champions League game.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what was the previous record held by and who were the two teams involved?
I just know that there were 11 goals scored in that game and I don't know anything.
Can you name even at least one of the teams? Can you name one of the teams?
No idea.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay then. Bottoms up then. Well, yeah, that's a tough question. It was Monaco defeating Deportivo La Coruña 8-3. It was almost 12 years ago, I think. It was in 2003. 8-3 it was.
Yeah, but 11
that was the score. Yeah, there were 11 goals to score. So you got that right, but you didn't guess the team. So down the hatchet. So yeah, that was so. But the Dortmund and okay, I see Sankalp is a bit. Taken aback by the Chile, but you'll get there, don't worry. So Dortmund, Marco Reus got a hat-trick, but I think his last goal was chalked off as an own goal because it took a deflection. But yeah, Dortmund scored 8 times. It was a very crazy, crazy game. So, the next question goes to my competitor, Sankalp's competitor here. The first question for Sunny. The best defensive effort in the history of the UEFA Champions League is going 10 games without conceding a goal. Can you name the team that achieved that?
Arsenal.
So, yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. Okay, that was an easy one for you, so you don't have to have a chili. But don't worry, it's going to get tougher for you. Yeah, it was Arsenal in that 2005-06 season where they reached the final of the Champions League. They went 10 games without conceding a single goal. It was absolutely brilliant. So. Yeah, with a defense which we thought would be the future of Arsenal's defense, but they turned out to be rejects in the end. They lost that final famously to Barcelona 2-1, and we also went down to 10 men, I remember. It was heartbreaking. Yeah, I do not want to talk about that anymore. So, Sankalp, are you ready for the next question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I will give you something easier. Hopefully, you don't have to eat the chili this time. Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
Has scored against Fenerbahce last time out.
Yeah.
Right? It was a 2-1 loss.
2-1 loss, yeah.
Can you name the game in which Wayne Rooney made his debut? And also the significance of that game?
So, it was against Fenerbahce only in the Champions League and he scored a hat-trick. It was his debut for United.
Okay. Can you name the year?
4-5.
2004, yeah, it was 2004. I'll give you that. Good, good. Okay, so you escaped this round.
Yeah,
Wayne Rooney did score a hat trick. What's been happening with Wayne Rooney? Do you think he's slowly getting back his form? He was doing well for two games, then again, against last game, he again started dipping against Arsenal. Once he came on, it actually, Arsenal found it easier to defend once he started coming on.
So, yeah, so I guess, like, in the middle somewhere, after David Moyes came and Louis van Gaal came, he lost some of his teeth, you know, like, no edge and all. Very toothless performances.
Yes, Wayne Rooney has been.
Yeah.
He's been up and down this season. Yeah. Hopefully he.
I hope after this drinking fiasco, I hope he gets back to his best. The Wayne Rooney of old.
Yeah, let's hope so. Something has to spur him on.
Yeah.
So yeah, Wayne Rooney did score his hat trick a long time ago. It's been a while since he scored a hat trick actually.
Yeah.
Let's hope he, inspires United today to a win so that they can somehow manage to stay in the race for finishing in the Europa League top spots. So, Sunny, you'll get the next question. This is a United question, so it's going to be difficult because you're an Arsenal fan.
Might as well get ready.
What position were United in last season after the same number of games in the Premier League?
Ooh.
And either you can guess the position or get the number of points right. Either one, you need to get one right. What position were they in last season after the same number of games and what number of points did they have? Can you get at least one of them right, then I'll give it to you.
They
played 12 games so far in the Premier League. So after 12 games last season, where were they?
I'm gonna guess 12th.
No. You were very, very not close. I'm sorry, but the correct answer is they were 4th. And you should know that as an Arsenal fan. You know the heartbreak. They finished.
These are strong.
Yeah, okay. It's an extra spicy affair today. So, yes, they did. They were fourth and they were on 24 points. Actually, and United currently are on how many points, Sunkel?
19 points.
So, they were 5 points ahead at this stage,
yeah.
And they were fourth last season. And United are currently sixth in the table.
Yeah.
And they are 19 points. They are 6 points behind fourth place and
five
I think nine points behind top spot,
yeah.
Chelsea. So they have some catching up to do. Let's hope they can catch up for Sankal's sake. But
yeah.
We'd be hoping let them not. Okay. Sankal, I think you got to get your chili ready for this one. It's a very difficult question.
Go ahead.
Two teams hold the record for the biggest ever wins in the Champions League. One of them is Real Madrid with an 8-0 win over Malmo.
Okay.
Can you name the other team? I will give you a hint in a while, but I want you to, this one, because this is a very tough business. I'll give you also a hint, don't worry, I'm very fair. This is not rigged.
8-0 against Malmo, Real Madrid.
Yeah, you don't have to name who they scored against, you just need to know the team that holds that record joint with Real Madrid.
I don't know, maybe Barcelona?
It's not Barcelona. I'll give you one more guess. They're a Premier League team. They're Premier League giants.
Manchester United.
No, I'm sorry. I am so sorry, but you'll have to.
Okay, I'll go ahead.
Can you remember? They're a Premier League giant. It's not United.
Arsenal, Sparta.
That was 7-0.
Oh, it's 8-0.
Yes, it's 8-0.
Must be Chelsea.
No.
Liverpool.
Yeah, it was Liverpool 8-0.
I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
Eat a hole.
Very brave of you, Sankar. Very brave. Two chilies. Okay, that was Liverpool 8-0. It was against Besiktas in 2007, 2007-8. They've not been in the Champions League for a couple of seasons. So, but this time they're like second in the table, so they might actually finish in the Champions League spot. They're even title contenders. Their Klopp's team are ripping defenses apart like they're like Swiss cheese, you know.
Yeah, maybe until December or January, maybe.
Yeah, you never know. Liverpool have a record of imploding at the end, so maybe they might not. Okay, so Sunny, let's have your question up. So this is your third question, right? Any team that wins the Champions League 3 years in a row or 5 times overall, 3 years in a row or 5 times in total, they get a replica of the trophy. Okay, they get a replica of the trophy. 6 teams so far in the history of the Champions League have had this honor of getting the replica of the trophy. 3 of them are Milan, Liverpool and Real Madrid. Can you name the other 3? So it's a replica thing. So basically, not every team is going to be given the trophy. Only the teams with who have achieved three consecutive champions, European Cups or Champions Leagues, or they won it five times in total, have gotten a replica of the trophy. So three of them are Liverpool, Milan and Madrid. I just want to name the other three teams.
Are you
No, UA is not one of them. I'll give you one more guess. I'll also give you a hint.
Yeah.
There is one Spanish team, and there's one German team, and there's one more team. I won't give tell you which country the third team is from, but one Spanish and one German team, and one another team from another country.
Okay.
And all three are very, very famous teams. Like
United, Bayern, and Atletico.
No, there was yeah, down the hatchet. You got Bayern right. But you got the other two teams of Barcelona.
Oh God!
Yeah, Barcelona was the other team. You should have known that, Sonny.
Yeah.
It's such a famous team. Like, they won it. I think they won it five times now. Most of them have been with Leo Messi in the squad, obviously.
Yeah.
In the last decade, they won it. I think four times.
They
won it four times. Twice in the Pep Guardiola, once under Enrique, once under Frank Rijkaard in that famous 2006 final. And the third team is Ajax.
Oh God!
Yes, they were an absolutely brilliant team. I think in the 70s or 80s, they were like champions. Like Cruyff, Cruyff was the one who helped them, inspired them to win the Champions League. So yeah, you got that wrong, but it wasn't Atletico Madrid. I think they won only one European Cup. I'm not sure, but yeah, not close at all. So let's continue with the quiz. Let's go to Sankalp. This is your fourth question.
Yeah, fourth question.
So, Neymar, right?
Yeah.
So, the Brazilian.
Yeah.
He equaled a record for the most number of assists in a single Champions League season.
Okay.
Alright? When he assisted Messi's goal yesterday.
Okay.
Okay? So, he equaled a record for the most assists in Champions League season. It's 7 assists.
Okay?
Okay. That's the record.
Okay.
Three other players hold that record. Okay? One of them is Mesut Ozil.
Okay.
Can you name any one of the other two?
Cristiano Ronaldo?
No. I'll give you one last guess.
No hints.
Okay,
no
Mesut Ozil is one. Wayne Rooney.
Any one of the... No, Wayne Rooney. Last guess.
Iniesta?
Oh, very close.
So
very
close.
Yeah. Okay,
oh,
you can eat half a chili because
no, okay.
You're very close.
No.
Oh.
I'm sporty enough.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's
my...
very daring, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to do this. That's why I'm hosting it. Yeah, so it was Xavi Hernandez.
Yeah.
Can you name the other one, Sami? Any one of you can name?
Club?
No, the player. The third player. There are three players
yeah,
who, along with Neymar. There's a fourth. Neymar's the fourth. There were three other
which
players. Ozil. He's played in the Premier League. He's a superstar in the Premier League. He joined the Premier League in the summer.
Ooh.
Zlatan.
Yeah.
Oh.
You should have gotten that. So yeah, it's a United superstar, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who also holds surprisingly an assist record when he's normally known for scoring goals. So Neymar equaled that yesterday. He has 7 assists. He's gonna actually surpass that probably because he already has 7 assists. He's been on fire this season. So let's go move on to the next question. So this will be question number 4 for Sunny. Okay, again, it's a United question because you're an Arsenal fan.
Is this ready?
What is Manchester United's original name?
Oh, God. I should really know this.
Yeah, you should know this.
Something like...
So far, you've gotten one question right, you've gotten...
I'm just
going
to hate it. I'm not even going to attempt to try it.
Can you name Manchester United's original name?
Newton Heath.
Wonderful,
oh,
wonderful.
Yeah,
Great. So, Newton Heath is the original name of Manchester United. They were founded in
1891.
They were founded in 1892. 6 years after Arsenal were founded in 1886.
Okay.
Can you name the original name of Arsenal?
Woolwich
Arsenal, yes. So, yeah, both have tremendous history and they were just 6 years apart from their birth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Newton Heath was their first name. And then they were changed to Manchester United later on. So we go on to the final question. Both have gotten
tie
one question
three.
Right. So hopefully this will break the tie. But I doubt it will. This is okay. Let's go to the last fifth question for Sankalp. In Chelsea's last game against Tottenham Hotspur,
yeah.
The scoreline was 2-2
yeah.
at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
And the league title was on the line for Tottenham.
Yeah.
And the scorer of the first two goals for Spurs was Kane and Son.
Kane and Son, okay.
I want you to tell me who scored Chelsea's first goal in the 2-2 draw at Stamford Bridge, where they famously
Leicester won the title.
Who scored the first goal for Chelsea? We all know who scored the second goal. I think everybody knows who scored the second goal.
Scored the second goal.
Yeah.
I guess Gary Cahill scored the first goal.
Yes, that's absolutely right. That was brilliant. Nobody, even Chelsea fans did not know this. I know two Chelsea fans and they did not know who scored the first goal. And Manchester United fans knows that. That's how much he loves the Premier League trophy. You know, he remembers every Premier League winner. That's very impressive. Yes, it was Gary Cahill who scored the goal, who made it 2-1 after Tottenham had taken a 2-0 lead in the first half, and then everybody remembers the Hazard goal, which Arsenal fans will obviously now start commenting on Facebook. So, it was Gary Cahill and then Hazard, and then that, and there were those famous celebrations in the video, right? Remember when Jamie Vardy and all, they were having that house party.
Yes, they had a house party.
And it was a very famous night. It was a very happy night for me and for him. But yeah, hopefully Tottenham will have better luck this season. They won't. But yeah, hopefully they will. For you Tottenham fans out there, so good one to Saka. That was brilliant. Alright, so now the onus is on you to equal the score or lose this quiz. Okay, so this is the last question. This is also on the London Derby. It's taking place this Saturday at 11 p.m. Spurs have not won at Stamford Bridge for 26 years. It's a horrible record. Who was the last Spurs player to score the winner at the bridge?
Ooh. No, that's a tough one. 26 years, it's 1990.
Yes.
That,
the game ended 2-1.
Is it
it's a very famous personality. He's on a lot of TV shows and he comes on the TV a lot, and you know, he's become very a popular figure. Like, I don't think many of the our current generation of fans will know him. Would have known him if he had not come on TV. But he's a very famous player. He's played for several big clubs in Europe, and he's like, he holds some certain records for England as well. So I gave
him with Gary Lineker.
Yeah, so that was a hint.
Oh,
God. A hint. So I saved you. Okay. So I'm going to go into a tiebreaker now. Because we can't leave this as a tie, right? So
yes,
we can. I know you guys are feeling the heat, but I don't think we can leave this at a tie. So this is going to be a very easy question.
Okay.
How many titles has Chelsea won? Premier League titles. How many Premier League titles has Chelsea won? Who answers first?
5-4.
Yes, he's right. So, I'm sorry. So yeah, Chelsea have won 4 Premier League titles,
yeah.
And 3 of them under Jose Mourinho, if I'm not wrong. And
yes,
the only other one was under Carlo Ancelotti in that famous team where they broke a record for number of goals scored in the league in a single league season. So yeah. So Sankalp wins the Chile quiz once again, defending champion. But what do you think what's going to happen today in the United game? I want your thoughts on the game.
I think because it's a home game, we'll somehow hold on to a clean sheet and possibly a 1-0 or 2-0 win.
Okay. United have won their last two Europa League games at home as well.
Yeah.
Destroying Fenerbahce
4-1.
And Zorya was a very hard-fought 1-0 win.
Yeah.
So I think United fans will probably take that right now.
Yeah, 1-0. Like, you're playing under Mourinho, 1-0 is perfect.
What do you think will happen to London Derby?
I think Spurs will actually shade it.
They'll shade it?
Yeah,
really?
I think they'll surprise Chelsea.
Spurs are unbeaten this. Spurs are unbeaten this time.
Yeah,
they're unbeaten.
Think, yeah, and I think that's going to continue. Their defense looks very good. And
I think
Eden Hazard is going to struggle against them.
Oh, that's surprising, because everyone is expecting a Chelsea win this Saturday, and they're expecting Tottenham to continue their 26-year drought of not winning at Stamford Bridge. But that's a surprising one, because I think Spurs' defense have been crumbling recently, and the way they lost, they're out of the Champions League. There are only 3 teams left.
He didn't play his first choice team in the Champions League anyway, so Pochettino is
that's
completely
true.
Focused
that's true.
On the Premier League, and I think they're actually a true title contender this year. It hurts to say it, but it's true. I think.
And I want one final prediction for you guys.
Yeah.
Who will win the Premier League title this season?
Oh my God! Who will win the Premier League? I think Manchester City.
Manchester City,
yeah.
And you?
I this is written down, so there's proof. I predicted that Arsenal will win the Premier League this year.
Break the hoodoo?
I'm sticking.
Let's hope so. I'm an Arsenal fan, so I really want that to happen. But I think it's going to be Chelsea, the way they're playing. I think they're not considered in six games. But that's it. So the winner is Sankal for the Chili Quiz today. So I want those guys to drink water as soon as possible. So we're going to end this now. Thank you guys for your comments and thank you for playing along as well. I hope you guys got some of the answers. They were very tough questions, but I hope some of you got the answers. Make sure to check out Audio Boom. This podcast will be uploaded there right after the video is over. Make sure to check that out on Audio Boom. Also, I think we have it on iTunes as well. So make sure to check that out and like our page. I hope you guys had fun. I hope these guys had fun. Maybe not. Thank you.
Done? Yep. Cute.